Log Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, beloved masters. And here we are on this wonderful evening, on a Wednesday evening, and it is a Zora call. Today is all about Q&A, healings, and testimonials. And so I have our beloved Zora with us, and he will take over. Hello, Zora.
Indeed, beloved masters.
Take it away, Zora. Thank you.
Indeed. Well, all right. Take it away. Interesting. First time I've had a call all to myself. Anyway. Well, beloved masters, we're going to discuss the things that have been going on in the world, and also some things that are going on in our family as well, extended family, as it is so termed. One interesting bit of information was what is called an operation disclosure. Had to do with something that came down to one of your primitive devices known as a computer. It's talking about the shooting in what is called in Las Vegas, and also the Kim Jong-un issue. As I have said before, you are not going to have a nuclear war. So get that, drop that from your mind. It is ludicrous to even think of such a thing. And so that will not be allowed, as I have told you before. So do not have a fear of that. Also, when it comes to what is termed as the, I've noticed, I've been observing, and I'm picking up on different things such as the way people foresee or how they perceive me and how they perceive my information. I have been told that by others that my information is false or it is not true. And where do people come to tell me this? And tell me that information I'm giving out is false. Well, if it was false, then what good is it doing to even give out the information? It's because you need to know it. You need to understand that you are unlimited beings, or endless beings, if you will. You are all walking this planet. You are all gods and goddesses. How many times have I emphasized this fact? That is not a lie. That is not guesswork. It is a fact. It is said so in your Bible, in different places of the Bible. It is said by also by Ramtha when he came to the earth on his mission, and he said that you were gods and goddesses and that you could become, and that was his message to you, just as my message to you is that you are gods and goddesses and you know it. Within your being, you actually know that you are gods and goddesses. But within your programming that you have received down through the years, your mind has been programmed to think otherwise. You have been programmed to think that you are limited beings, that you have limitations, and that these limitations are a direct threat to your governments. Your gifts are the threats to your governments. Your gifts such as telekinesis, such as telepathy, such as clairvoyance, such as telekinesis. All of these are gifts that were given to you at birth. All these children that are being born today have these innate gifts in their being. I was speaking to a beloved master just a day or so ago, or Zaria was, and she was talking about her children. She has seven children, and all seven of these children are very gifted in different talents. Some have telepathy. Some have what is called clairvoyance. Some have telekinesis. Some have clairaudience. They have these innate abilities within them. They have never been vaccinated or inoculated, and the what is called the powers that be, or that wish to be, are trying to pursue her to force her to have her children inoculated. And this is a travesty, because her children are being allowed to express who they are, to express their abilities, and she does not limit them at all. She encourages them to use their powers, and the authorities are after her because they do not want these children to reach for maturity. They want to control them, and that is what they are doing with all of your children. They are giving you inoculations in what is termed California mandatory inoculations, or you cannot have your child go to school. This is crazy. Ludicrous thinking is what is called programming. They want to program your children to be susceptible to their rule. And that is their agenda. That is why they are giving forth vaccinations. That is why they are giving forth inoculations. And that is also why they are doing this to newborn children. Unbeknownst to the parents, these children, as soon as they are born, they are inoculated with or without the parents' consent. Now, you need to understand, if you are with child, do not go to a facility that is run by your government. Otherwise, your children will receive a shot that will dumb down their abilities and will shorten their lifespans. Also, these vaccinations that you are getting from what is termed flu shots, oh, it seems harmless, does it not? But it is not harmless. Not only are you getting a portion of the disease or a portion of the sickness, the flu, but you're also being implanted with nanobots that are going to dumb down your abilities. Again, all of these vaccinations are for one purpose, and that is to bring you under the rule of the powers that want to be. That is all it is for, and nothing more. It is not a deterrent for the flu. You're going to get the flu no matter what, because of the parasites and what is going on, the germs floating around in the atmosphere. If you are susceptible to the sickness, you will contract it. However, but you can combat it by thought. As thought is the creator, as thought always is. And I also understand, I've also been receiving information by observation. I have observed several of the calls that have been done, and I understand that people are under the impression that I am being what is called people are being rude to me and trying to curb my messages. Well, I can assure you, the messages that are getting out are the ones that need to be gotten out. And those that listen and take to heart into their heart mind and take it in with into them and they own it as the gods and goddesses that they are, then they have their reward. For those who are ridiculing or judging or anything of that nature, that is of a negative nature, and you are not in an ascended state. You are still stuck in three-dimensional thinking. Do not judge anyone. You have not the right to do so. Just as I will not judge you either. You have your journey that you are on, and I will allow you to go on that journey. But do not bring your opinions to my calls and to put down my beloved children. Do not do this, because it will not be tolerated. So understand, people, my beloved children that assist in these calls, sometimes I can get carried away and I can go on and on and on and on and on and on giving information. And if I'm not what is called reminded, I would just continue talking. Well, that is not always appropriate. So I am asked to refrain from doing so, which makes all the sense in the world. Understand, your attention span is quite limited, all of you, because you have been so programmed to be that way. And so I understand this. So I will not clutter your mind with an influx of knowledge that will cause you to short circuit. I will not do this. So I will keep my information to a minimum. But in different spurts and different calls, I will give you even a little more of the knowledge that you are seeking, the knowledge that you deserve to have. And I will do this. I will not go on and on and on and on giving information and just rattling off all this information and cluttering your mind to the point where you are so caught up in my teachings, in my messages, that you are not thinking for yourself. So understand, beloved masters, you all need to go within yourselves. You all need to go within yourselves and discern the messages that are coming forth. Is it a wonderful blessing to you? Does it make you happy? Does it make you joyful? Does it give you an enlightenment? If so, then by all means, listen to it. But if I say anything that is not what is called edification, upliftment, or what is called brings joy, my messages do not bring confusion. My messages do not bring fear. My messages do not bring what is termed as confusion or fogginess. I bring forth messages that are crystal clear. So this is the information that you're getting. You're getting information coming straight from Prime Creator through me to you. So you are receiving messages from Prime Creator instead of Prime Creator coming and telling you herself. Then she uses me as the messenger for her message. And I gratefully and very humbly accept that task. And I will not deviate from that. Surely I have information for you, which I give to you. I also give you the messages that Prime Creator gives to me to give to you. So it is not just my messages coming to you. It is also Prime Creator as well. So do not judge any of my children, whether it be Zaria, whether it be Quasar, whether it be my extended family. Do not judge. That is not your place to do so. Nor is it your right to do so. I understand that many people are under the impression that my status, as I am, that it is very difficult for them to grasp upon it. It was easy when I was just simply using the title of Zora. But now, since it has come out otherwise that I am more than just Zora, then it is a little confusing for people to grasp the significance of it. And so I am not just what is termed your creator. I am also your closest friend and your closest brother or sister. I am all of that together. I am your best friend. I will only give you truth of the knowledge that I have to give to you, and that is what I will give to you. I will not bring fear into my messages. I will not bring what is called confusion into my messages, because it is not meant to be that way. Prime Creator wants a pure message given, and that is what I'm doing. So, this call is also going to be for testimonies and things of this nature for healing from the healing pulse that was given last Saturday. So, we would like to hear from people who have been healed of from the healing call, and also people who have been healed from the age pill and the experiences they are experiencing from that. So feel free to do so. If you have a legitimate healing need, I will address it. I will not hold back any punches. I will not hold back any power. I will give it all to you. So let us do what is termed as to go on a little further into the different events that are taking place that are bringing concern to the population, namely what is called Trump and what is called Kim Jong-un of the North Korean Republic. They are bickering back and forth. And Kim Jong-un is giving out threats of nuclear retaliation. Trump is giving out a counter back to what is termed the North Korean president that he has no chance of succeeding in what he is attempting to do. Neither one of them have a chance to achieve their goal, because we won't allow it. Plain and simple. We cannot allow you to annihilate yourselves. We cannot allow you to use nuclear weaponry on the surface of the earth, because the fallout from those weapons will eventually make their way into Hollow Earth, and that would cause difficulty in our world as well. So it will not be allowed to transpire. There will not be, I repeat, there will not be any nuclear exchange between nations. Indeed. Fires in California. That is another, which is called a cleansing, that is taking place and clearing of areas that are going to be designated as emergent areas, such as the California, Sierra Nevadas. They all have emergent zones in them. These are where the people from the Agartan network will be coming forth to the surface to make reunion with their surface brothers and sisters. That is the reason for the fires. Also, it is also in some cases it is arson. In some cases it is Mother Nature. But in other cases, it is a cleansing as well. For after a fire, there's always rebirth of trees, rebirth of Mother Nature. It is a continuous cycle. Exchanges this week, this is all also coming forth, that these exchanges that are being planned and perpetrated by the powers the new powers that be, they are in the process of doing what is done, is wanting to bring forth this blessing to you. That is also another issue that is also taking shape as well. So it is getting what is called. Oh, all right. So, and the Prime Creator also is working on the sidelines as well to bring forth the release of these exchanges for your benefit. But there are many out there that are under the impression it's not going to happen. That is negative thought process. And understand, by law of attraction, whenever you think negatively, you bring the negativity into your space. I'm not saying it is your fault. I'm just telling you that by negative thought, you are keeping the RV from happening. You want to come forth and say, it is happening. I know it is happening. And keep bringing forth positive energy into the equation. And you will get the results you desire. But by doing what is termed as being negative, you are countering the positive. Many people are out there knowing that it will occur. And then there are others who are out there insisting that it will not occur. So you have a bit of a tug of war going on, a financial tug of war going on. And so you need to stop pulling toward the negative and begin letting your grip loosen for those that are on the positive side, pulling on the rope. So you need to join them and pull on the rope for exchanges to occur. Also, bad events, such as the events down in what is called the false flags going on in southern Nevada, and the fires in the West Coast area and other national forest areas. A lot of that also has to do with attitudes as well. So understand, your attitudes have a direct influence on events taking place on the earth. Not laying blame to it, it's just facts. Negative thoughts bring negative results. Positive thoughts bring positive results. It is the law of nature. And the law of the universe. Like attracts like. Negative attracts negative. So stop your negativity. Stop thinking negatively. And stop doing what is termed as judging others just because you think it's wrong. It's wrong for people to interrupt me when I'm speaking. it's wrong for you, for people to do what is termed as to try and stay my messages. Everyone is on a different journey. Everyone is allowed to be on that journey. And I will not stand in their way for their journey. I will allow them on their journey as they have their understanding, they have their reality. Those that judge are in their own reality, and they are only simply judging themselves, not others. When you judge others, you are judging yourself. So don't do it. If you're going to do anything at all, you want to send forth the love vibration out from you to everyone around you, to the storms, to the fires, to what is termed the quaking of the earth, to the hurricanes, to the typhoons. Send love vibrations out to them, and you will change their course. You've done it once, you can do it again. You did it with Irma, Hurricane Irma. You did it with Hurricane Maria. You've done it with several others. Also, another bit of information that is coming into light, the CERN project in Switzerland, that is also being shut down. That will not be allowed to succeed. Working with matter and antimatter is not a thing to be trifled with. And it could have catastrophic results. So that is being shut down too. So, everything that you see or hear in the news is not as it seems. Not always. There is much news out there that doesn't even reach your ears, that does not reach your sight. Why? Because it is not televised. It is in secret, in hiding. And then when they want you to be fearful, they want you to be in a state of being easily controlled, they bring forth things such as Sandy Hook, or 9/11, or what is termed as the Vegas shooting. They bring forth the fear, and they hope you fall for it. Understand, you are gods and you are goddesses, and you need not be worried about it, because it is a no thing. It is not important for you to ponder upon it. It is not important for you to analyze it or reason it out or whatever. None of that is important. What is important is that you raise your vibrations and your frequencies and your God and Goddess abilities that you were born with from the time of your birth. So, with that said, I think we should get on with what is called questions and answers. I was going to do what is termed as to give a healing pulse in the beginning, but that did not, it was not warranted. So I'm going to just go ahead and answer questions and answers, answers and questions. And we may do a healing pulse later on in the show. But we're definitely going to do some healings. And I do want to hear from people who have been healed already. I want you to bring forth your testimonies of healing. In whatever manner it has come, we need to hear it. And others need to hear it too. This encourages them to also step forth and give their testimonies, but there always has to be one to begin.
Zora?
Indeed.
Well, I have a couple of questions here already.
All right.
The first question, again, has come up again and again, is in regards to updates on Richard McKim.
Richard McKim is on his journey. I can tell you he has not ascended. He is still quite much alive on the surface of the earth. But he is just simply being quiet. He is being what is termed as out in Mother Nature. He is camping out, as it is so termed, up in the hills. So to avoid any conflict with any persecutors of him.
Okay. And I have another question. This is from Beloved Larry. And he is asking, when disclosure comes, is that when we will, or when he will be, when he will be in communication with his twin flame? Is he waiting for disclosure for that?
And which,
well,
Larry are we speaking of?
This is Larry in Illinois.
Ah. Wants to know when he's going to be in contact with his twin flame?
Indeed.
So he is already in contact with his twin flame in what is called dream state.
Correct. But when will he be able to be reunited is the better word.
All right. Well, I would say probably shortly thereafter what is called disclosure.
And how will that happen?
That is between him and his twin flame.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'll go ahead and open up the lines for anyone that's interested in making, you know, who has a question or a healing or a testimonial. You can begin and press 1 for you to be lit up here on the board so we can open your line up. So the first person I have here is 650 ending in 9240.
That's me, Marlene. Can you hear me?
Of
Hello?
Course.
Hi, Zora. I'm Marlene in California. We're below San Francisco, but we have very thick smoke here from those fires.
Understood.
I called in and asked to talk with you about my third eye, and you decided to heal my heart. And I wanted to tell you that that was the best thing that ever happened to me. I also called on the Arcturians because I started having heart palpitations. But anyway, I think some sort of blockage must have cleared. And I don't know, this is a month or two ago. And my heart is perfect. And I continued,
of course it is.
Yeah, and I continued to love it and heal it myself for many days, although I've stopped now. Anyway, I'm just impressed. I love that, and I love you. I also bought...
Well, we love you also.
Good. We all need a little love. I also bought these age pills.
Indeed.
Yeah, and so I've been on those a few weeks, and I am also noticing improvements in my skin.
Indeed.
I had sunspots of, you know, dark spots. They're falling off. They're disappearing. I feel like my skin is more elastic and tightening, so I'm looking every day. Of course, this is your mind also, but I'm looking in the mirror every day, and every day I see improvements.
Of course.
So I love it.
Has your hair begun to change color?
I wish it would. I'm expecting that.
It will
I
come.
I dyed it, but I don't see that yet. But it seems to me these situations take a long time to, you know, your hair takes a long time to get gray, so I wasn't expecting overnight hair, but I do expect it.
And you will get it.
Thank you. I love that. Could we make it any color, like green?
No, it must be the same color as you were born with.
My natural hair. Oh,
indeed.
Okay. All right, darling. All right, well, on a last note, I just have a question. All my life, I maybe have one dream per year or less that I can remember. Even if I keep a pencil by the bed, you know, I feel like, you know, I'm blocked. And I wondered what that is. Some people have such vivid dreams.
Indeed. Yeah, you mean lucid dreams.
Yeah, well, but I get good night's sleep.
And how is your rest now?
Fantastic.
Very good.
Yeah. I think we get younger as we sleep, so I think sleep is a wonderful thing.
Indeed.
All right, well, I want to dream like others.
So dream.
I'll try.
No, do not try. Do.
I know. Okay. All right. That's it for me. Thank you.
Indeed.
Thank you. Thank you for everything. I just love your company. I look forward to every call.
Indeed.
Thank you for everything you're doing.
Thank the God or Goddess of your being. In your case, the Goddess of your being.
Zora, would you like for me to go to the next person?
If you desire.
I have someone else that's on the line.
All right.
I think Marlene has said goodbye. So I'll go on
Indeed.
To the next. The next person is 804, ending in 8261.
Hello. Hi. This is Gloria from Virginia. And
hello, Gloria.
Hi. How are you?
I'd be wonderful. How are you?
So nice to talk to both of you. I just feel like I wish we had a call every night. But I'm really grateful for the times that you do spend with us. My question was about mentors. And,
indeed.
I was wondering, I think just like the last call, you know, how you've always said that they're going to come knocking at our door. Well, I felt like I was already seeing him in the dream state. And
indeed.
One time I was meditating and I was through meditating, and I opened my eyes, and I thought for a second or two I saw him at the end foot of my bed. And I was just wondering if you could, you know, tell us a little bit about mentors and how can they come in other ways other than knocking at the door?
Of course. They can come in many shapes and sizes. And in many forms. It may come in what is termed in the form of a human, or in the form of a horse, or in the form of a dog, in many different shapes and sizes, and also one day you may have what is called your pet communicating with you in an audible, physical way. And that will be quite perplexing for you. But it will also be a blessing at the same time.
Now, you're saying a pet. I see. You're speaking in general. And then there was one more question. I mean, this is the testimonial on the page pill. When I first opened the box and I, you know, held the bottle, I felt a blast of energy come through me. And I thought that was, you know, a nice little surprise. I knew right away that, you know, this was something really special. Also, I've noticed some of my muscles are, I've broken a couple of arms and the skin around it is really loose. And, you know, I noticed that is tightening up. I don't see all the wrinkles around it. And I've been on it 3 weeks. So I just, that was a, you know, a testimonial. But thank you for the information.
Yes.
On the,
indeed.
On the mentors, that was, you know, something I wanted to, I just felt like, you know, they don't necessarily have to come knocking at the door. At first I thought, oh, my God, what if I miss them or miss her?
So, you will not miss them.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Did you have a question? Okay. All right. That was my question and my testimonial. And,
indeed.
Thank you for the call tonight. And I just, we have friends that are involved in the fire, and it was so nice to hear about, you know, what was, why that was happening. My son's over there with his best friend, and he's on the verge of losing his home. And also he has a friend that has a vineyard out there. So they, you know, he might lose that too. But, so I guess that's, you know, supposed to happen or meant to be.
Indeed. And that is all?
Uh-huh. That's all. That was all I had to say.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I'll put you on mute. We shall go to the next person.
All right.
Next person is 209, ending in 5620.
Oh, hi, Zora. Hi, this is Jackie in California. How are you guys today?
Wonderful.
My question is I've been hearing on DC website something about that we have to go in and destroy North Korea's military and take them down so we can free our brothers and sisters in North Korea before the RV and disclosure comes. Is this true?
Well, in British terms, your brothers and sisters, when the disclosure comes, everyone will be free anyway. So, do they need to go in and do it now?
Right.
Probably not. Probably not.
Oh, okay. So we can go ahead and RV without that happening?
Of course.
Wonderful. Okay, great. Well, thank you so much.
Indeed.
Love you guys.
Okay, thanks.
And is that all?
Yes. I am also, I just became a distributor under Jane. And
indeed.
I started taking the H pill, and I just recently had a surgery a couple months ago, and some things are happening, and just a lot of clearing and cleaning, and I've gotten a lot of energy too. But I'm really excited about this product. I want to get it around to everyone, and I just feel like there's some glitches inside the company that I can't reach out to anybody and talk to, and you know, try to get some help on the distributor side.
And if I can ask, what are some of the obstacles you are having with this?
Well, when I lead people over to my website, they can't like get in there and see the products and, you know, get information. They want to know about what's in the products. Just things are locking up, so I just need some help.
And you, this is you're referring to your new website, correct?
Yes. Uh huh.
All right. Well, I would probably suggest that you call customer service because they're still in the process of cleaning things up and kind of making things correct and easier for people. I would call customer service for any of you that are still having problems in connecting, especially for others that want to enroll or purchase a product from your site. And that number for customer service is 801-704-6700. Again, that's 801-704-6700. And what you need to do at that point is let them tell customer service who you are so that they know who, you know, you are. That you are their distributor or sponsor, okay?
Right. Yeah. Okay, I will do that. Thank you so much.
Yes.
And you would also want to do what is termed, to get into contact with them so you do not have to wait for a large amount of time.
Exactly.
You may want
and
to
I'd
come.
Really like to know
you may
who
wish to
that.
Call. May wish to call. Like as soon as they open in the morning at 6 a.m. or just before closing.
Yeah, yes. And
that way
nice
you do not have to wait so long.
Right. It would be nice to have a list of our upline, too, of people that have been in the company for a while. You know, ask them about some marketing strategies and stuff. So I just don't have any numbers I can call out to people, you know, I mean, besides, you know, Jane. So I know that you guys are doing
Well, I will tell you this. I've spoken with our upline that's above Lee. I've spoken with Daphne today. I've actually mentioned similar questions to her about what we're looking for and that connection, especially in regards to marketing and the sales and, you know, all of that. And we have put together – I've asked her to do this for us. We were hoping we were going to be able to do it this week, but it looks like it will be. It's definitely scheduled for next Wednesday for sure, and that would be for new distributors and those that want to be able to grow their business. I will be putting that online probably by the weekend. So
okay, great.
That will help all of us because we feel the same way as you do.
Yeah, because I can't. They don't even have any place to put where I can order business cards. So it makes it just sort of hard to reach out to people and let still have my stuff in order, you know.
They have a separate entity that is going doing the cards.
Oh, okay. See, nobody told me that. So.
Indeed.
Yeah, it's on the. Yes, I will go ahead, and I'm revamping as well on our website a separate page just for the age pill. So that people know kind of at least to start with, you know, some places where you can kind of click on and get some basic information. It may still not be all of the information you're looking for, but it'll give you some information to start with, like the business card. So I'll be working on that this weekend.
Okay? Thanks so much. Okay, thank
all right,
you, Zora.
You're very
love
welcome.
You guys.
Indeed.
Okay, all right. And the next person we have is 770-1245.
Hello?
Wow. I don't know why we have such a huge echo here. Are you on a speakerphone?
This is Vivian. Jane, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, that's
better.
I didn't
press one. I didn't. I didn't raise my hand. Well, but that's okay.
All right. All right.
I have a zillion questions for Zora. But first, I do want to thank you, Zora, for creating our Milky Way. And thank
indeed.
You for everything. Thank you for everything. You did a beautiful job. Beautiful. Absolutely. Thank you. I love
indeed.
You for it. Well, let's see. I have one of my questions about can you kind of expound on Zimbabwe and the significance of Zimbabwe and the position and all of the accolades that they are to receive through all that's coming forth?
The Zimbabwe currency?
Yeah, and everything. Their history, exactly who are they, and really, who are they?
Zimbabwe, a Zimbabwean state in what is called Africa, southern Africa. But you have what is called, they are a very proud people, for one. And but they also, originally they had the Zimbabwean currency in the earlier times, and of course then the governments did what was termed as to defunct their currency and to put it away and to not have value, but it was an agenda. And the agenda was to keep this currency in a state of flux, but not what is called not to become a currency to be used in the country of Zimbabwe. But no, that is now changing. So the Zimbabwe currency is what they call a sleeper currency. To the point of that once it is revalued, it will be worth so much money that you will not be able to touch one of the 100 trillion notes after the RV, unless you are a trillionaire.
Okay. So will they be, in essence, the richest country in the world, or no?
They will be a very wealthy country, and the people who have invested in their currency will also be very well off as well. Now understand, the currency that you're going to be receiving from this currency is for your benefit, but it is also for the benefit of the world, to do away with poverty, to do away with the suffering that is taking place or being perpetrated upon the world. And, of course, it is going to change in several different ways. It is going to change the face of the earth.
Okay. Well, I had heard of an entity called Inti that lived in Zimbabwe in ancient times.
Indeed.
Does that sound familiar to you?
And what of them?
Inki.
Mm-hmm.
Inki, E-N-K-I. In Zimbabwean history?
And the significance of this?
Is he valid?
Inki as being what is called a ruler at one time?
Yes.
Yes, in the past he was.
Okay, a good ruler?
Well, he was a fair ruler anyway.
Okay. I'm listening on some history about him. Okay, good deal. Well, thank you.
Indeed.
That's it for me. Thank you, Jane. Thank you. I love you all. Namaste.
Do you have any testimonies you wish to share?
I'm just anxious to get the VH pill. Oh, I'd like to tell you that you were asking me if I was going to get it. I live in a senior community, Zora, so there are zillions, plenty of people around me to share with. So I'll have plenty of testimonies.
Indeed, and you will also have plenty of what is called people that wish to have the age pill, because it will totally and completely reconstitute their stem cells in their body.
Yes, I'm excited for them all. I am. I will keep you posted.
Indeed.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Jane.
Have we lost Jane? We seem to have lost Jane. Well, I guess I should go ahead
Hello?
And talk.
I'm right here, Zora.
Oh, well, we seem to have lost
yes,
you.
Yes, I'm here. That's all right. I think we have Daphne on the line.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, Jane. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear. You're on the air.
Good heavens. Jane and Zora, would you like me just to give a little retort there just to support you and your group?
Go right ahead.
And just the most recent news that we've had from the corporate in Sizzle.net. Just to put it into perspective, and I do truly understand and feel people's hesitations and a little bit of frustration and maybe disorientation, not quite knowing. Just to let you know, you have joined up in this company.
Daphne, I think we lost a few of those words.
Sasaki.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Indeed.
You all.
Could you repeat
here's
that?
Here's what we've heard. Yes. At the beginning, here we go. This is just off the top of my head, but I do get information from the corporate of Sizzle. And right now, honestly, we are doing very, very well with the switch over.
Well, we seem to have lost her again.
Oh, dear. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. They are doing what any one part of what Sizzle is doing right now, moving over to their new website, any part of that is in itself a unique and huge undertaking internationally. Just for example, just so everybody has a little bit of a perspective, they are changing the comp plan. Everybody will enjoy the benefits of that. They're moving over pieces into that back office for all of us right now as we speak. They're changing the branding, the technology, and also another part is just the languages, for example. Have any of you noticed all the languages that Sizzle gives out its business to? That's a big thing. All the different countries. Apparently Japan right now is hanging on, what was the expression Aaron used? Something like by the hanging on for dear life right now to have the products. It's just a time of tremendous transition. And in fact, they're handling it very, very well. It's almost complete. And in the States, actually, it's shaping up very, very quickly. And almost every piece is there for us. And you will find, I've forgotten the name of the woman that spoke earlier, that there will be a lot of marketing tools and support there for each of you. And as Jane mentioned, we will have a call to support you, any of you that are keen and to get going with sharing the product. And for example, they're being brought lunch every day, so no one takes a lunch break. They have people working through the night. So I do know that The whole corporate team, that's the scientists, the software people, everybody is really working around the clock. So just take heart, do trust, and they really are working very, very hard on this for everybody. And ultimately, each one of us, having joined at this particular time, is really, really going to benefit from the new Thizzle.net, and we'll be happy to support you to the best of our ability in your team as we go forward with this. And Jane and Billy can give out my email. Anybody wants to send me a quick note, I'll try my very best to support you. And anything else I could add to that to help you out at this point?
Well, that we have a call. You have a call tomorrow?
Oh, yes,
Thursday?
Absolutely. Please do feel
maybe
welcome
you could just
to
tell
everybody.
Them.
Absolutely.
If you have that number and link,
I do,
so they can just kind of quick jot it down for themselves. I appreciate that. And go
absolutely,
ahead and give your email
Jane.
Address as well. Thank you.
Okay. So this call each Thursday with Dr. Jerry Shaw is our very own group call, which each of you are a part of. And the call number, this is Thursday evening, 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Eastern, each Thursday. And realize that in time, remember, we're just getting started, and in time we'll be having more calls for this group, our whole group. And that number is 712-770-4160. I'll repeat it again, and the PIN is 733027#. Thursday evening, every week, and you're all warmly invited. I will be there to greet you tomorrow evening. If anybody would like to share a story, please send me a quick email. And my email is D for Daphne, B for Bob, Moon Sage, MoonSage, @gmail.com. And we would be delighted to have you join in on our call. It is your call. It's your group. And we are really there for all of us. Dr. Jerry
Shaw. Can you give the number out again?
Absolutely. Well, 712-770-4160, and the PIN number 733027#.
Indeed.
And lastly, Daphne.
Yes.
Could I ask if is there a replay number that you can mention to us, or do we have to wait for someone to send us the replay?
I usually try to get that out right away that night or the next morning as I receive it, but it
is. But there isn't
usually,
any way?
I think it's usually this very same number except 4169.
So
instead of 4160. Same PIN, same number, but 4169. And then there's a reference number. I have to actually double-check on that myself. Excuse me. I'm sorry about that.
So perhaps
I can't quite remember.
So can you mention that then tomorrow evening so that they don't have to wait for the email? They can just go ahead and they'll have the number then for the replay.
Absolutely. Good idea.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you so much, Daphne. We appreciate you.
So,
thank you.
And I just wanted to say, too, that the Sizzle corporate group team, the top of the company, are extremely keen to deliver to us what we are looking for in as much as they possibly can. And all I can say from my own point of view is that each and every one of us who participates is going to be very blessed as this rolls out. So very nice to be here with you today. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Daphne. That was that was wonderful of Daphne to come in and say a few words to help everyone out. So, Zora, I have no more questions. I apparently no testimonials or anything else. So I guess I shall ask you to, if you would like to say the last few words, and we will call it an evening.
All right. Well, as I have told you before, that all of you out there, and I have said this many times, I will say it again. You are gods. You are goddesses. You are healers. You have, from the smallest child to the eldest of elder, is a healer. You all have the ability to heal yourselves and to heal one another. It's just the matter of stepping out and using your authority to do it. You can do it. Jesus said, "Marvel not what I do, for greater shall you do, if you only believe and know that you can." And I can assure you, beloved masters, that you can. Everyone here can heal, and you can heal the sick, you can heal the cripples, you can heal the blind, you can heal the deaf, you can heal them all. You are the gods, you are the goddesses, you are the healers. The quicker you understand that, the quicker your world will change for the better, for everyone's edification, for everyone's healing. Just always say to yourself, I am a god, I am a goddess, I am a healer, and know it. It's all in the knowing. And you know that you are the gods that you are. Keep that in your thoughts, in every word, deed, and action that you do. Always, always spread love. Love vibration. Only love vibration is going to make this world a peaceful world. That is all.
Thank you so much for that, Zora. Thank you. And everyone, I will inform you at this point, we will not be having a call this coming weekend. If there is a call of necessity, you will be informed. Otherwise, have yourselves a wondrous and glorious next few days. We are complete.
Indeed.